question is,
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we all have been doing searches. Everybody on the call, we all do searches. Wedding, we were talking about how we were taught to do church the way that our doctrine told us to do church. Now, whether or not we understand that doctrine or not, that determines whether or not we were quote unquote successful or not. Let me stand up here. So what does that mean? Let's break this down. Everybody on today's call, you have a circle. Now, that circle, whether or not you want to express, expose, and expand that circle, that's another study for another time. How you express, expose, and expand your circle or your circle, that's totally up to you. So everybody on this call, you have this ability to express, expose, and expand yourself the way God has designed yourself. Now, my job and your job is to take what God has given us. That's our circle. So I'm here today to assist you with being you, but not just to be you. You got to do something else with you. You got to share you with the world. That's the point. 2020 Total Wellness. That's the point of everything that we're talking about today. So what I'm sharing with you today is the way that you have been designed and gifted by God to express, expose, and expand yourself. Now, that allows you to be you. So let's break this down. What is cladonomics? Let's start with the first word. This is when we talk about kirka and when we talk about church, what we are talking about is a church is a circle. A church comes from a Greek word that simply means circle. So if I was to take a circle, everything inside of that circle is self-sufficient, meaning that if you put something in the circle, it stays in the circle. And that circle is self-sufficient. So the kirka, the church, is designed to be self-sufficient. And the way by which the church becomes self-sufficient is through something called kleros. So this is the church of klerosology. Kleros means lot, share, destiny. Ology means words. So reverse it, words that establishes your lot. So your circle is established by your lot, your share, and your destiny. So the inability for you, my brother, the inability for you, my sister, to express, expose, and expand yourself according to your lot, according to your destiny, according to your diakonia, is the problem that the entire earth is on. And the entire earth, the earth is a kirka. Now, whether you believe that it is a sphere or a flat, again, there is still a dome. There is still a firmament above a flat surface. So we could debate about flat earth and all that stuff, but hey, you can't pay your light bill with that debate. That's for another study for another time. All I'm simply expressing, exposing, and expanding to you today, my brothers and sisters, is that each and every person on today's call have to be able to understand that we are designed by source to express, expose, and expand ourselves. And we're not doing that. Why? Because the words that we have been given, the terms, the labels that we have been given don't allow us to connect with us. So we have been given a false narrative. So if you go to my website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says cladonomics, you will see the definition based upon the Greek. Because if you refuse to deploy yourself, then you must be employed by someone else. So everybody that's engaged in what we call a traditional 9-to-5, that's because they have a lack of what we call purpose. And purpose is what? The inability to identify the self. Now, you can identify somebody else, but can you identify the self? So the ability for you to identify yourself is what we call kirka, what we call klero. So kleros is a very, very powerful word, because when you look at this word kleros, in the Greek it means lot, it means part, it means inheritance. It means heritage. It means portion of the ministry. It means the portion to be used or the part which one have in eternity or in eternal salvation. So this is the thing that has been assigned to the saints or to the person. We're supposed to take care not to oversight our allotted charge. It is the administration. So each and every one of us have a kleros. That's why this is called klerosology. Ology means words. Kleros means lot. So there is words that establishes your lot or your part. If I got the wrong words, I have the wrong lot, the wrong part. Let me say it again. If you have the wrong words, you have the wrong lot. You have the wrong share. You have the wrong destiny. Let me say it again. If I give you the wrong words, that's the only reason that I'm doing this, is because nobody else is expressing, exposing, and expanding to you that you have the wrong words. So if you have the wrong words, what happens? You create the wrong world. Hello. Look at the world that we are in today. So the Church of Clerosology is a church that is designed for you to shine, because we're going to give you back the original words. So that way you can establish the original world. If you can get in contact with the true, authentic word of God, you can establish the true kingdom of God. If we had already the true words of God, Negro, we would already be in the kingdom of God. We wouldn't be trying to establish the kingdom. There would be no need for the Our Father prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? On earth, as it is in heaven. So what's going on earth, it ain't the same shizness that's going on in heaven. Thus, the need for the Church of Clerosology, or the Church of Cleronomics. Now, brothers and sisters, Cleronomics, again, Cleros, lot, part, destiny. Nomos, or nomics. That is what we call in English, economics. So this is the economy of heaven on earth. Now, in order for it to establish the economy of heaven on earth, it has to be for profit. That's why the church doesn't work today, because all churches are nonprofit. Big, big, big mistake. Can't come back from that. So the Kirkas today are nonprofit. By definition, I don't know, maybe my definitions are different from yours. I don't know about you, but I looked it up. And when I looked it up, J Money, the word non, guess what it means? Now, I don't know. Again, I may be from a different school of thought. I just recommend that you guys, you know, do what I do. And I look shizness up, and I use etymology. Now, I was going to really go with the word etymology, because that's what this is about. This is the Church of Etymology. But again, everybody already know that term. So therefore, if I say etymology, you already know what it means. At least you think you know what it means. But if I say clerosology, you have no idea what that means. What do you got to do? Now you got to look it up. So if I say cleronomics, you have no idea what that means. So guess what you got to do? You got to look it up. So if I say none, you already know what that means, N-O-N-E. You ain't got to look it up, but you should look it up, because the word none, because remember, if you have a none or a non, N-O-N-E, that means no one, that means not any profit. Now again, usual came that you may have profit, because we looked it up. So we last night in the private section where we was breaking down, again, the manifestation school, one of the aspects, one of the definitions of the word godliness is to do well, is to be well, is to be well off. It means to act well, prosperous, Negro, profit. Let me say it again. Go to 2 Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Look it up for yourself. Don't believe me. I could have bumped my head last night, but I didn't. But hey, you never know. You don't know. You don't know. You wasn't with me last night, so you don't know. That Negro could have bumped his head last night, boo-boo, but I didn't. But, you know, you don't know. So I recommend you look it up for yourself, homie. So if you look it up, you're going to see the word godliness. It means to be well off, boo-boo. It means to prosper, homeboy. It means duckies, where I'm from. Green, dollars, dinero. I don't know where y'all from, but where I'm from, profit. It means that you got more assets than liabilities. That's why I started the Master Teacher 33 Investment Club. Oh, by the way, again, that ends. If you guys please email me. So I've gotten a lot of good feedback on people who are signing up for that. So if you're interested in the Master Teacher 33 Investment Club, again, it's a group of people. We're taking the minimum investment is $1,000. This is something totally different than the leadership school and all the other stuff that we're doing. What are we doing? Why are we doing all this stuff? Brothers and sisters, scaling. I got my app, 24-hour radio station. I got 300 published books. I'm going to need your assistance with wrapping up all this up, getting this up. We're going to have a leadership meeting with all the leaders and everybody that's the current members so that I can tell you what I'm doing and you can get in where you fit in. What are we doing? Now we're bartering. I'm not waiting any longer. That's the purpose of the church. What does that mean? That means it's showtime, boo-boo. That means all the stuff that we've been talking about doing. See, a lot of people talk a lot. I like to talk, too. But I like to eat, as you can tell. I ain't no skinny dude. So I like to travel. I like to have fun. I like my freedom. When I was hanging out with Dr. Spann, one of the things that Dr. Jerome Spann stated was, this is not about money. This is about freedom. So the Church of Clarosology is not about money. It's about freedom. Yours. Now, I got mine already, and I want you to have yours. So that way, when I say I'm doing something in Dallas, you can get in your car or in a plane, and you can do what Dr. Spann and Arlene Spann, and you can show up in Dallas. But you can't do that if you don't have freedom, because you're limited. Why? Because either your mama, your daddy, your monkey, your squirrel, your husband, your wife, they won't let you come. Or you may not be in an economic position to travel, to go to the seminars. I've been doing seminars other than Dr. Spann. Sister Candace came out to one, Dr. Martinette, Dr. T. Now, everybody on this call that's a member of the Life Management System, you should have been at one of the seminars that we've done, because we did them south and we did them on the east. Now, if you're in the west, if you like Sister Diane, like Sister Deborah, a few other sisters that's in California, okay, I can understand. Well, Doc, you didn't come to my neighborhood, bro. So I ain't flying across the country. Okay, boo-boo, I understand. But other than that, you should be in a financial position and you should have the freedom to be able to come and go. Now, if you don't want to go and you got to, okay, hey, that's a whole nother study for another time. All I'm simply saying, the Church of Clarosology is about establishing freedom in the four areas. And that freedom is in the areas of wealth, freedom in the area of health, freedom in the area of wisdom, and freedom in the area of your relationship. Now, that comes back to breaking down the true definition of the words that we use. Because if you understand these words, for example, kleronomics comes from the Greek word kleronomos. Kleronomos is a word that means the exact same thing as the word kleros. So kleronomos and kleronomics is pretty much the exact same Greek words. That their meanings in English are pretty much the same. So once we understand these words, then we start to get clarity so that we can do what? We can have quality and we can have service and we could produce products that would do what? That benefits other people the same way they benefit us. So kleronomos means lot. It means an heir. It means heir for messianic usage. Now, again, I'm not the brightest bub in the shack, but I'm in the shack. So H-E-I-R. That means heir. That's you, boo-boo. Now, an heir is a person who inherits or has rights. Negro, you got rights. That's called white privilege. Now, white folks, they got it. Negro, you don't. You don't understand that you got rights, that you got a privilege. You ain't got to go out and slave and work hard and ask the master. Negro, you's free now. That means that you can leave the plantation anytime you want. Now, I know that this may be a little bit, that's the whole point of the Church of Clarosology, is so that we can set you mentally free. Because, Negro, you've been physically free, but you're not mentally free. So mental freedom, spiritual mental freedom, specifically, Clarosology of the Church of Clarosology is all about mental freedom. Because if I can hold it in my head, if I can get free in my head, it will go down to my hands. So everything starts with the mental. So the Church of Clarosology, the Church of Clarosology, we're going to break down. There's a whole, which I already got. Y'all already got my book on Clarosology. If you don't, again, I'm going to have a whole package. I'm going to set up a whole website just for intro. And all of the intro stuff, all that stuff is free, like everything. So why? So that way you can understand what it's about. Because when I say Clarosology, when I say Clarosology, you can't Google that. Because if you Google it, what comes up? Just me. Just my information. So you got to be able to understand that the information that I'm sharing has not been shared on this planet before, not in this specific order. So I'm establishing a whole new word. Why? Because I'm establishing a whole new world and a whole new world. WHI, chakra system, boo-boo. Your chakras is going to establish a whole new swirl, a whole new WHIRL, world, because I'm an heir. Now, I know I'm an heir, so I don't have to convince myself. Now, it took me 20 years of convincing myself to come out of Cretendom. But once I came out of Cretendom, now I know that I'm an heir. I am a person who has already inherited a specific right and a specific property. Person who inherits or a person who is entitled to inherit. So I know that I am entitled. Now, some of y'all don't know that y'all entitled yet. Now, it's not your fault. You know, the Reverend Dr. Bishop told you that you got to jump through hoop A, hoop B, and hoop C. So in the church of clerosology, there's no such thing as tithing and offering, because those things, they don't exist. Because if you look at the definition of those words, which we will break down, because remember, the English word has nothing to do with the Greek, the Aramaic, and the Chaldean. Big mistake. Huge. You cannot come back from that mistake. And every Negro on this call has made that mistake. What mistake is that, Doc? Well, boo-boo, you've made the mistake and you drunk the purple Kool-Aid, because that's the only Kool-Aid that they were serving. They wasn't serving no blue Kool-Aid or red Kool-Aid. They only were serving purple Kool-Aid. So you drunk the purple Kool-Aid. That means you got error. But see, if you stick around, boo-boo, we're going to look up in the Greek, in the Aramaic, in the Chaldean, and we're going to go back to the Sumerian text. We're going to go back to the ancient, to the oldest known writing system on earth. We're going to go all the way back to the glyphs. And we're going to look at the glyphs. We're going to look at the hieroglyphs. And we're going to destroy everything that you know. Not you personally, but you know, people that you know. So everything that we've been taught is a watered-down version of the original. Because if you look at the definitions of the words offering and the word tithe, Negro, you're going to be shocked. Just like I taught when I broke down, especially in the Old Testament, the word money. And it means shiny things and architecture. So Negro ain't got shizness to do with no damn coins. So it's architecture. That's why the Freemasons is in it. That's why the Knights Templars started it. So once you understand that currency, Negro, ain't got nothing to do with no freaking paper. It has to do with architecture. It has to do with Freemasonry. It has to do with them good old boys. It has to do with the Council of Nicaea. It has to do with the Council on Foreign Relations. It has to do with the 13 families that rule this country. They're all descendants of certain people, and the bloodline has been passed down. Now, just because you don't know that, that's why you cannot defeat that. So the ability, what we're doing here is we're giving you crystal clear clarity. Now, we're doing some of this through the paid program, which is a part of the Master Teacher Mystery School, which we'll be breaking down later on. But as far as the Church of Clerosnomics, the Church of Clerosology, we're going to make that very, very affordable. It'll be like $10 a month. It'll be a paid app that you have on your cell phone, boo-boo. Now, if you want to come live with us to the service, which will be either here in San Antonio or Dallas, because I'm going to be going back and forth between both places. And then when I open up the shop down there in, let's say, Colmar, Maryland, where Dr. Span is at, then we may do something down in Florida where wherever we buy and build, that's the purpose of the Master Teacher 33 Investment Club. What are we going to be doing? We're going to invest in what? We're going to be building. Because, see, everybody's going to be talking about it. Everybody's going to talk about the kingdom. So I'm just not going to have the Potter's House like T.D. Jakes, or I'm not going to do what, you know, Creflo is doing. We're actually going to build everybody that's a part of the organization. So I'm not interested. I'm already free. So I need to make sure that you're free. So when I say, hey, everybody, let's meet in the Bahamas on, you know, April the, you know, whatever. Everybody can get on the plane and we can all meet in the Bahamas. Why? Because you're financially free. And your time is free because you're not a slave to a 9-to-5. Because if that's your definition of freedom. Now, some of us like the stability. Now, okay, that's another study for another time. Some of you may have very, very small children. and your job may extend certain medical benefits, and the child may be suffering from a specific need. So, sure, I'm not saying that there's never, ever no need for a traditional 9-to-5. No, boo-boo, sometimes you got to take a traditional 9-to-5 so that way you can learn and you can hone your craft. I ain't mad at you, dog. You got to, you know, hey, sometimes, but you go into that specific 9-to-5 with clarity of purpose. You're there to learn. So you're not really interested there for the money. You're there for the gnosis and the knowledge so that way you can take that knowledge and then you can bootstrap your own and you can do your own stuff. So maybe you want to go into astrophysics and you want to know how to build rockets and jets. Okay, you want to go to school, then you're going to go get you a job at, you know, ABC, you know, aeronautics. Then once you learn it, okay, bam, then you go out and build your own. Okay, so now you got a job for purpose. You ain't got a job for profit. Okay, now, okay, we're on the same team. That's klerosology. Klerosology is everything is done for purpose. It's not done for penis nor poo nanny. Purpose trumps penis and poo nanny. So once you understand where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Then you can see why we got a conundrum on this planned net. Why do we have problems? Now, let me, Crystal, I know a lot of witches. I know a lot of people that got power. They got black, they know black magic. They put spells on people. And they are, you know, like I said, I talked to them all the time, and it's really interesting. They got all this power, but they got a lot of problems. So if you got all this power, but why you got problems? Now, remember, let me be crystal clear because they don't teach this at Ebenezer Baptist. This is one of the things that we're going to be breaking down at the Church of Klerosology. Then make sure you understand, Bubu, to the degree that you see them, that is the degree that they see you. Now, let me make sure you understand, Bubu, because a lot of people, they play in black magic, white magic, blue magic, purple magic. I don't give a flying monkey what color the magic is, Negro. The word magic is short for the word magnetic. So you draw to you what studies you. Because it studies you because you study it. To the degree that the pendulum swings to the left, that's the same degree that the pendulum swings to the right. To the degree that you study, you know, let's say magic mushrooms. I don't know, whatever magic mushrooms are. Magic mushrooms studying you. There is an entity behind that energy. This ain't play, homie. To the degree that you be is the degree that it bees. It comes alive because it feeds off your energy. So you study it. What does that mean, dog? What does it mean? Let's look at the definition. See, you got wrong definitions. You got dead definitions. But you are creating live entities. And they will wax your aspiritus if you don't understand. That, Negro, this is not play. Energy is real. Now, just because you can't see it, Negro, that don't mean it ain't there. So let's say you want to go out and you say, well, doc, I want to do some research, dog. I'm just, you know, studying for a GP. I'm just interested. You know what I'm saying? Well, see, I already been there, done that, dog. I didn't read this in no damn book. So you want to go out and you want to join, you know, a witch coven, and you want to study some wickedness, some Sufism, or hey, maybe you want to get into like I did. Maybe you want to get into a little perennialism, a little Sufism. So you got to study it, though, right? Right. So in order for you to understand it, Negro, you got to do what? You got to put your attention into it. Now, remember, wherever you look at, boo-boo, you go at. Now, let me say that again really slow. So if I look left, my energy is going left. All of my inner G, which is my inner chi, which is my inner T, is going left. And so if you put your attention left, boo-boo, your energy is going left. And so you are opening the door for left because you open it. Because remember, everybody that's in front of you is a reflection of you because you invited them in. You are a magnet. That's magic means magic. Magic means magic, but magic means magnetic. So you draw to you whatever you look at. So why would I look at demons unless I'm interested in drawing them? Because I become a magnet for the very energy, which is an entity that I look at. So I'm looking at the energy of poverty. So poverty has an entity. That entity is called sloth or slothfulness. I think it's Leviathan or Belfagar, one of them Negroes. So when you become slothful, boo-boo, what you just open the door is for Leviathan or Belfagar to come in. And when them Negroes come in and set up shop, they ain't trying to leave. So all of a sudden, now you're ready, you know, you found something and you're trying to, okay, get motivated. All of a sudden, all your chi is gone because you gave it away. Because remember, when you give your attention to something, you're giving your energy to something. I got one question for you. Now, we're going to break all this down in the Church of Cladonomics and the Church of Cladosology because nobody's teaching Cladosology. So I'll be the only Negro teaching it to my gnosis. Now, there may be somebody out there on this World Wide Web, and that I just ain't seen. I already Googled it. I can't find them. Can you? Go Google it. Google Cladosology. Just Google it. See what comes up, boo-boo. So the inability to understand that, Negro, you are entitled. Now, the word entitled means, Negro, you got a title and you got a right that was furnished to you. You got to go later. You got a specific title, a specific name. You got a designation. Do you know that all entities have an energy signature? So if somebody is practicing something, I can tell what they're practicing by the signature that they leave it. Every entity, he comes in and he signs, he writes on your aura his name. That's how I know what you're studying. Not you personally, but, you know, Negroes, you know. So, see, in the circle of cladosology, we're going to destroy that ology. Ology means words. That is taking your lot. Negro, you got the wrong title because you got the wrong words. So you're using words in English. Those, all of the English language is actually Enochian. It's actually the language of the fallen. It's actually the language of bit light beings. So if you speak bit light being, I ain't mad at you, dog. You know, you got to do what you got to do. But make sure you understanding that you're going to attract bit light beings because they're following the signature. Why? You signed a check in their name. Now, when I go to the bank and I cash a check, I got to put my energy signature on that check before they cash it. And they give me what? Currency. What is currency, Negro? Currency is energy. It's frequency. It's wave. It's vibration. It's your time. It's your money. Currency is a medium of exchange. So the entities, they need a bridge to come into this dimension. But they need your name. You got to sign the check because they can't cash a check unless you endorse it. And you endorse that check when you give that entity your energy, you call it attention. So without the ability to break this down didactically, this is called Didactylos, which is one of the chapters in the book on cladosology, which we'll be breaking down. This is just the intro. So we're going to spend 7 hours breaking down the church of cladosology. And boo-boo, you will never be the same. Now, if you're a member of the 2020 Total Awareness, all you got to do is show up. If you're not a member of 2020 Total Awareness, Negro, you want to get this series. Now, I recommend the entire series, but if you just want this one series, it's a book, 7-hour series. It's $167. Just go to the website, 2020 Total Awareness, make the payment of $167. Now, it's just 3 payments of $167 to get the entire series. So if I was you, you know, hey, I'm not telling you what to do. You can do what you want to do. You're grown. You do whatever you want to do, dog. I ain't mad at you. So if you just want to give me $167 one time, I would gladly take your money and I'm going to shine. However, if you're a bright bub, and I know you are, the 3 payments of $167, that way you get all 33 books. Why? I'm interested in you being able to produce IMRs. I'm not interested in just taking your money. I'm interested in you actually becoming free to be able to be what you are entitled based upon your title. So you have been given a specific title. That specific title gives you a specific right. These specific rights, R-I-G-H-T, so that way you can write, W-R-I-T-E, so that way you can perform a right T-E, so that way you are right, R-I-G-H-T. That's your right. So without your rights, you can't write. You can't sign a name. You can't sign a check. You can't endorse anything. You can't publish any books. You cannot become an author that rises. You cannot be an authorized. You cannot be authorized. You cannot be an author. You cannot establish a specific designation. You cannot establish your own rules, your own rituals, and your own rules. You got to follow mine or somebody else's. So my brothers and sisters, we're going to be able to do something for you. The Church of Clerosology, it is the church that gives you your allotment, your lot, your share, your destiny. So that way you are enabled. That way you are empowered. That way you are permitted. That way you have the characteristics. That way you have baptismo, which is the Greek word for this word, baptized. That's where you can function in your entirety because you understand your entitlements. You need to function in your entirety, but that comes from understanding your entitlements. See, a lot of y'all don't have, you don't know that you are entitled to entitlements. Let me say it again. You don't know. It's not your fault. You've been going to Ebenezer Baptist, and at Ebenezer Baptist, they ain't been teaching you that you are entitled. So you don't know, Negro. It's not your fault. But I'm here to tell you, Negro, you are entitled to certain entitlements. You are entitled to certain entitlements. You. Not your mama, not your daddy, you, boo-boo. You are entitled to certain entitlements. So at the Church of Clerosology, I'm going to show you, based upon universal spiritual law. And I like using the Bible because most of us are former Cretans. And I like breaking down the Bible for Christians. Now, most of them will reject the truth when it slaps them in the mouth because the truth is a bully. See, the truth don't ask you, like, Negro, you want to be free? The truth don't do that, J Money. The truth is a bully. The truth just comes along and pow, it just slaps you in the mouth. Blue. The truth, it will make you free. It don't ask. Now, that's a conundrum because most black folks, we don't want to be free. We don't be free. We used to be on a plantation. We used to the master thinking for us. We used to T.D. Jakes, you know, Creflo Dollar, you know, Benny Hinn. We used to somebody else thinking for us. So when you tell a Negro that Negro is your responsibility to think for yourself, Negroes get real, they get real skimmishy. They get real, you know, giddy. They get real nervous because most Negroes don't like thinking for themselves. The hardest thing in the world to do is actually to think for oneself. That's the hardest thing in the earth to do. The hardest thing on earth to do is to actually think for oneself. Don't believe me? Try it. Just try it, boo-boo. Come up with an original thought. That's the hardest thing on earth to do. And so you are entitled to certain entitlements. Now, entitlements are guaranteed benefits under a specific program. Guaranteed, J Money. They're guaranteed benefits. What do you got to do? You got to tithe. You got to be baptized. You got to run down the street. You got to go to Ebenezer Baptist. You got to talk to Reverend. You got to do this. You got to join a choir. You got to be the usher boy. You are entitled, Negro. Guaranteed benefits. That's what clerosology means. So you got the wrong word. That's why you established the wrong world. Now you got to change your word so that way you can change your world. W-H-I-R-L, your world, your chakra systems is whack, boo-boo. You're not in a constant state of being entitled. Are you acting entitled? Does anybody know what to act entitled means? Is there anybody? Now, that's again, this is why I like white people. White people have white privilege. They walk around, they act entitled. They just act like they're entitled. Like, Negro, who told you could go to the front of the line? I just like white people. They'll come to the movies. They'll look at the line. And they say, honey, let's go. And they'll just go to the front of the line. They just act. Nobody told them that they can go to the front of the line, but nobody challenged them. I mean, I challenge them all the time. Hey, yo, homie, the line back there, bro. Now, you don't just walk up to the front of the line. Or, you can get behind me, but you're not going to cut in the line. If I've been standing in the line for 30 minutes, what makes you think that you don't have to stand in the line? Because what is that? They act entitled. Negro, you're supposed to be doing that. Now, you should be using your power to cut in front of the lines at the movies. The word entitled means to give a person the right or the is to furnish. See, you think your power comes from you. Now, I know because you learned that at Ebenezer Baptist. But see, I'm going to break it down for you, but we're going to give you some serious gnosis so that way you can destroy the day moon. Because your entitlement comes from source. It doesn't come from no reverend, no doctor. It don't even come from me. It comes from source. It comes from the kirka. It comes from the circle. It comes from your life optimization circle. Inside that circle, it contains all of the attributes and characteristics that you need for life and godliness. And we broke down those words last night. Y'all remember? We broke down that everybody has life and godliness. Now, because you're not exercising it or utilizing it, okay, the way that's the way your savings account is set up. Now, boo-boo, the way my savings account is set up, See, I started the Church of Clerosology. Therefore, I overstand my clerosology. Now, in case you don't understand, last night we broke down, godliness is profitable. Body exercise is profitable. Yeah. Poquito. But godliness means respect. It means acting well. That means, boo-boo, it isn't that you was well. It means that you got to, despite how you feel, Negro, you should to act well. It means to feel well. It means to revere or to be in awe. So godliness means, number one, you should be in awe. Number two, you should act well. And number three, you should have respect. And then that makes you, or that gives you something called profit. Now, according to Strong, the Helios Biblicus that we broke down last night, that word profitable means helpful, serviceable, and advantageous. It means this ability to heap up. So it means that it is, again, helpful, it is serviceable, and it is advantageous. That means it's beneficial to you. So that means that if what you're doing is not helpful and it's not serviceable and it's advantageous, boo-boo, you're still drinking the purple Kool-Aid. You got the wrong word. So you're establishing the wrong world. Get out of that world. So how do we change worlds, change frequencies, change waves, change vibrations? The way that you change frequencies, waves, and vibrations is to change your dead phonations and get some alive ammunitions. So we need to change. We need to give some ammunition because you got dead phonations. So we're going to change in your dead phonations, and we're going to give you some ammunition. And the ammunition is like bullets. Boom, boom. Ammunitions, ammo, those is what the Bible calls entitlements. Now, what are entitlements? We just broke this down. It's something. An entitlement means that it is something that is given to you based upon your title. It's entitlement. It's a state of being. It's a guaranteed benefit. So there are certain guaranteed benefits that are given to you. Who gave it to me? Where you got it from? Kleros Nomos. You got it from Kleros Nomos. So Kleros Nomos means one who received by lot. An heir. So what is a lot? Everybody got. Now, I like the word allotment. So the word lot is a set of objects that's designed to establish or decide a question or choice. Let me say that again. A lot. A lot is a system or a method to divide or distribute. Let me say it again. A lot is a system or a method. It's the way by which to assign to one a something or a benefit. So there was something assigned to you. That was a benefit that was assigned to you by, according to the Greek word, according to clerosology. So clerosology is the under-open understanding that there are ology words that assign lots. Let me say it again. There are words that assign a part. Let me say it again. There are words that assign inheritance. Let me say it again. There's a word that assign ministry. Let me say it again. There's a word that assigns a particular charge. Let me say it again. There's a word that assigns a specific frequency. Let me say it again. There's a word that assigns a particular administration. Let me say it again. There's a word that assigns a specific kleo, K-L-A-O. The Greek word K-L-A-O, which we're going to be breaking this down. Now, we already did one series and I already written one book. And you already have it. And for the people that's part of the 2020 Total Awareness, that is book number 4. That's the 4th series that we did entitled Cladonomics. So this is a deeper study of Cladonomics for all of the members of the 2020 Total Awareness. So go back to book number 4. And if you're a member of 2020 Total Awareness, if you don't have book number 4, Cladonomics, if you don't have the 7-hour series, just email me. I'll verify that you are a member of 2020 Total Awareness, and I will resend you book number 4 along with the 7-hour series. If you are new and if you would like book number 4, my book on Cladonomics, email me. Cost is $167, or just join us by going to the website 2020 Total Awareness, 2020 Total Awareness. Also, on Amazon, I have my book that breaks down Cladonomics as well. It's available on Amazon. You can pick that up. The title of that book is not Cladonomics. It is The Blueprint to Success. It is the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center Blueprint to Success. So you just go and you just Google Blueprint to Success, Master Teacher 33. It will give you my book on Cladonomics. Again, Cladonomics is the household management of the soul. So just go to Amazon, type in Cladonomics, Temple Building DNA Blueprint for Success. Or, again, just type in Blueprint for Success and Amazon, and it comes up. It's one of my few books that I have on Amazon. I'll be putting more books. For the members, that book is yours for free. If you don't have it, which you should have it, but if you don't have it, for everybody that's a part of the 2020 Total Awareness, just email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Let me know, Doc, I would like a copy of your book, Cladonomics, Temple Builders DNA Blueprint for Success. This is the blueprint for success. The blueprint for success, we break down the 12 principles of Cladonomics and the 4 demons or mental dispositions that control the 4 major areas of life. They are arrogance. Arrogance controls wealth. Passiveness, where you are very, very passive, too passive. That controls what is called health, what we call health. Victimhood, instead of a victor, that keeps you in ignorance. That controls wisdom. Separation. Isolation, a lone wolf mentality, that controls relationships. So once you understand these 4 major programs that control the 4 major areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, they are controlled by 4 major dispositions. Those are broken down and explained inside of my book that's available on Amazon. If you're part of the 2020 Total Awareness, that's included inside of the circle. We're getting this word church, the circle of your destiny. So the circle, again, we're getting this word church, and clairos, we'll get the word destiny, clairosology. That's all we're talking about. We're just talking about the area where you can understand your destiny. So that's basically everything that we're talking about. We bring today's message to a close by simply making sure that you over understand the importance of clerosology. Clerosology, again, is what we call a circle or a church. So a church of clerosology. What does that mean? That just simply means your life optimization circle. That just simply means that there are certain attributes and characteristics that was given to you by God. Those are gifts that were given to you by God. That is called a lot. So a lot is the way by which certain decisions or choice is the way to distribute and to divide attributes and cladonomics, or cladonomics, attributes and characteristics. Everybody already has those. So the Bible says we have been given everything that we need for life and godliness. We broke down both of those words. Life means Z-O-A, and godliness, we broke that down last night, and we established that the word godliness means respect. We broke down that the word godliness also means to have, let me pull up my notes here, godliness not only means respect, but it also means to act or fare well. And lastly, godliness means to be in awe or reverence. That's given to you. So now you just need to be that or act that. So today was just the introduction. We got a whole book to go along with the previous two books. So I already written the book that's available on Amazon right now. You go to Amazon.com. It's underneath the word cladonomics. Just go to Google, type in K-L-E-R-O. That's clero. That's the Greek word. And then leave the E off economics. K-L-E-R-O-N-O-M-I-C-S. Cladonomics. If you Google it, the only thing that comes up is my information. The next word is clerosology. Ology means word. Kleros means lot, share a destiny. So if I give you the wrong words, you will end up with the wrong lot, with the wrong share, with the wrong destiny. That's how you got cheated out of your God-given gift and destiny. Is they, whoever they are, they gave you English or bent light. That is the light that has been bent. When you shine white light through a prism, it produced what we call color or hue. That's me and you. That's what we call hue man. It means colored man. But that's not your original design. You're not a colored man or a colored woman. You're not a hue man. You are a spirit that has possession of a body that's manifesting itself through a soul. So what is that? Wrong word, wrong world. All I'm doing is giving you back the original words so you can return back to the original world. That's it. It's not rocket scientists. It's not rocket science. But they took the simple and they made it complex. So God is taking the complex and making it simple. So my brothers and my sisters, as always, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to break bread with you again. This is just the introduction to the new 7-hour series. Remember, go to the website 2020totalawareness.com for more information. Again, the website address again, 2020totalawareness.com. 2020 Total Awareness is the website, so that way you can join us on this next series. So my brothers and my sisters, thank you guys so much for joining me on today's message. As always, it's an honor and a privilege to be here to break bread with you, my brothers and my sisters. As always, my brothers and sisters, I'm at the top. Come join me. God bless.